Chapter 44. Mr. Vice President. In 1974, the United States government permanently assigned a house on the southeast corner of 34th Street and Massachusetts Avenue. The three-story, Victorian-style building sits within the grounds of the United States Naval Observatory and, while in office, is the residence of the American Vice President. Arthur Spencer Morgan smiled at his reflection in the full-length mirror and said, "Mr. Vice President." He said it again, this time with his shoulders back and head turned slightly to the left. "Mr. Vice President." He laughed at himself as he continued to get dressed, the cufflinks that once belonged to his grandfather, as always, causing him a problem as he tried to insert them into the stiff cuffs of his evening shirt. Frustrated and not wanting to get annoyed with himself, he left his dressing room and walked next door to his wife's room. "Caroline, I'm sorry, my dear, these cufflinks again." He held out his hands like a small child wanting to be helped by his mother. The elegant woman stood up from the dressing table, smiled lovingly at her husband, and said, "Come here." As she deftly inserted the troublesome pieces of silver, he said, "You look lovely, my darling." She straightened the cuffs, then stepped back to look at her husband. She reached up and adjusted his bow tie, then gently touched his cheek. "Mr. Vice President, I love you." He leaned down and kissed her forehead, then said, "What's this?" as he picked up a small black flash stick from the table. Caroline said, "Oh, that. Emily Harding West introduced me to an old friend of hers at the daughter's lunch the other day. We chatted for a few minutes and she gave me that. She said I should pass it on to you as it contains something extremely important."
"But you didn't?"
"My dear, you have so much to do that is important. I was going to give it to you later." He smiled and kissed her again on the forehead. "Are you nearly ready?" "Yes, I'll be down in a few minutes. Shall we be naughty and have a cocktail before we go?" He grinned. "Why not? I am the Vice President." As he walked down the sweeping staircase, he looked at the flash stick. At the bottom of the stairs, he crossed the hallway and went into the study. The laptop was open on the desk and he quickly inserted the device. He watched for several minutes until his wife entered the room.
"Arthur, what are you doing? I thought we were having cocktails."
The Vice President looked up, his face ashen. "You need to see this,"